The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Sure, I'll make a quick opening statement. Finished spring practice yesterday and looking forward to our fall camp and to moving forward.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. New York first question is from Chris Solari, Detroit Free Press.
I know you guys got a chance to go back and watch some of that film from Saturday. I guess, what did you see, in particular, from the offensive and defensive lines when you watched it back?
Well, you know, our first offensive line is pretty much intact. We returned a lot of starters, obviously, and then had a couple guys that were out. Our number twos were younger players. But what I saw, you know, was good snap, good power, especially from guys like Kevin Jarvis. Thought he played extremely well. You know, you've got some other guys in there playing as well. Matt Allen did a nice job at the offensive center position. But I thought that, you know, for a spring game, a spring situation, they played pretty well on the ones. The twos got some work to do.
How about on the defensive side of the line? Because it seemed like they were getting pressure. Obviously, different rules with the scrimmage for the quarterbacks, but it seemed like they were getting pressure off the edge and up the middle.
Yeah, you know, we return just on our entire football team, we returned 19 of our 22 starters and really 40 out of the 44 deep. Now, we had a lot of – not a lot, but we had players not playing in the game, obviously. But, you know, our defensive line, you know, number two in the nation last year against the run. You know, our defense was number seven overall. So we've got good players up there. Mike Panasuk's had a great spring along with Raekwon Williams. Kenny Willekes continues to be a force, you know, and so, you know, hopefully they are going to get pressure and that's going to be a staple for our football team.
Thanks, Mark.
Your next question is from Matt Wenzel, MLive.com.
Hey, Mark, you just mentioned Kenny. He's a guy who a year ago was, you know, had just got a scholarship, had never really been a significant contributor, and, you know, he had a pretty good year last year. What have you seen the difference in him and, you know, maybe his confidence in knowing that he can play at that level?
Well, he just goes, you know. He's a high-energy guy, high-motor guy, and I think he had 7.5 sacks last year. And he's a guy that looks to get better every single practice. He's up to 255 pounds right now, so, you know, he's gotten bigger. He's become more powerful. You know, I think his confidence level continues. You know, last year at this time, his confidence level was just beginning. Now where he's at, I think he's a much more confident player and more versatile in a lot of different respects, and he's a playmaker. So he should be a great player for us, and he's becoming a great leader as well because he still is a young player with 2 years left to play.
Okay, and kind of the overall takeaway with your last spring practice yesterday, you talked about wanting to see the carryover. What did you see maybe in overall as a team, maybe not just specific position-wise or group-wise, but the overall carryover from you guys, 15 spring practices and look into the fall?
Yeah, we had a great practice yesterday. I thought that the message and the focus was to complete our circle in that capacity. In other words, finish. And I thought our players did that. We had a lot of enthusiasm. We went to the stadium for a short time towards the end of practice. But it was upbeat. A lot of people flying around, did a lot of things. You know, it was a two-hour-plus practice. So we got a lot done. But I thought that we finished strong, and that's what I always want to try and do. Is you always want to try and finish going forward and moving up the ladder, and I think we did that. So I was very impressed with the chemistry of our football team and the overall just disposition as we went out on the field.
Your next question is from Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News.
Mark, going back to the offensive line a little bit, did Matt Allen, the way he played, did he kind of establish himself as the one, or is that something that's going to continue into fall camp, you think?
I think Matt's right now he's the one. But with that being said, you know, we've got, you know, Cole Chewins and David Beal did not play, and so that adds depth to the offensive line. You know, those guys, you know, Beadle has played center, Higbee has played center. We've messed around with Jordan Reed playing center. You know, Blake Buehler playing center a little bit. So we've got quite a few guys in there that are competing for that position. But the ultimate thing is we will play the best five guys, and we'll Coach Dayton's done a nice job. We'll move people around in there and roll people around. And at the end of the day, we've got to get the job done. But I thought he played well in the game. You know, I don't think he had any bad snaps. And then also I thought he was pretty firm.
Do you take any input from Brian on stuff like that, being the quarterback and how comfortable he is with whoever's in that spot?
Yeah, I take input from Brian Werke at all times, you know, but he is really, really an even keel guy. I think he's loose back there. He gives people confidence, and I think that from a player standpoint, selection standpoint, I think he just goes with the flow, and he makes everybody better out there, including the guy snapping the ball to him.
Your next question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, you open on a Friday night. What are the advantages on that for you?
Well, I think it gives us a little bit more preparation going into the second game. And then, it becomes a night game. And, you know, I've never really looked at it in terms of too many advantages or disadvantages. You know, to me, it's when the whistle blows, you better have your hand down and be ready to play. So, but we've had great experiences here. I think we've had great crowds. It's a night crowd beginning of football season. So we're looking forward to that against Utah State.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks again.